I'm Jim Forrester, I'm the director of Imperial War Museum North, and we're sitting here in the main exhibition space of the museum, the central space, and ever since we opened it in 2002, this has been the focal point for our unusual and groundbreaking, and I have to say award-winning, presentations, which we call the Big Picture. But to go back a step, this building was commissioned from Daniel Liebeskind in the 1990s at open competition as an architectural response to war and conflict. We had a brownfield site here on the banks of the Manchester Ship Canal. We had the opportunity to bring a national museum north. Our trustees had said that this museum of community history and social history needed a branch in the north and chose this site right by the Ship Canal here in Trafford and looked for an architect. Liebeskind came forward with his extraordinary design of a world shattered by conflict. And this building is actually created from some of the pieces and shards. If you imagined a globe dropped to the ground, he in fact used a ceramic, which he demonstrated how the world breaks under the pressure of conflict. And then he's built us a museum with a massive curved floor, curved roof. The air shard tower that you can climb to 29 metres is also curved and radiused and would fit together to give you part of the northern hemisphere. So the concept of the building, unlike most museums, already has its message in it. We don't expect people to get that literally, but we do know that it's sculptural, different. It sets it up for an unusual visit. And when people are inside, we hope to give them equally extraordinary, surprising, provocative visit. And one of the ways we've done that is through the Big Picture. Large scale, what we call immersive audiovisual. It is floor to ceiling. It runs on 20 screens and the floor. And as of January this year, it runs on digital projectors, which now gives us terrific flexibility to use a mixture of moving image and still image. For the first 8 years or so of the museum's life, we were working with a rather old-fashioned but wonderful ektachrome slide projectors, and every slide had to drop in at the right time. The shows were informative and interesting but couldn't be altered and changed. Now we have digital projectors, we can plumb in all sorts of shows and sounds and artists' installations. We can even change it for corporate events, and if they want the company logo on all these screens, then they get that. It has huge flexibility built into it, which we're using today for the first time with the arrival of the Baghdad car. We're using a short piece, 5 minutes long, about the Al-Mutanabi Street bomb, and that has been up on the screen since 11 o'clock this morning. It is deliberately experimental. The Big Picture show is a way of surprising our visitors and using our collections at the same time. So this wonderful archive of photo, film and sound that the Imperial War Museum has, biggest in the world of war and conflict, is brought to life really by using it in these shows. We have three main shows, and we're now experimenting with a series of shorts that are coming in slowly across the summer. It's a unique experience for people. It does have the effect of, we hope, of transporting them from the Ship Canal in Trafford to whichever part of the world, whichever geographical zone we are trying to suggest at that moment, or to the lives of children and how they get caught up in war, or to the home front in the Second World War and how communities in Lancashire and Yorkshire and the North East all survived and recovered. So we have the ability, imaging on this scale, to stop people for a while and get them thinking along different lines. So it's a conventional museum in some ways, and it's a very experimental museum in others.